Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Now, who's Derek Lively? That's more of a Coach Ah Chin guy. We get him, number two player in the country.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's over. It's a Coach K, Bobby. John Shire can't do this. You think John Shire's going to be able to do this? He ain't going to do this.
And James Strebel.
They got your old boy, four-star, whatever.
I don't know.
Radikowski, whoever that guy is. Big whoop. Big whoop.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You got to understand, too, and I heard him driving down here, and Strebel was going absolutely, he was being a fan, and he is.
Yes, he was.
John Shire was a great coach, or he wouldn't be the head coach at Duke. He is Duke. He played at Duke. He's coached at Duke. That's been his life. You know, Coach K is there's, when you say Duke, you say Coach Krzyzewski. That baton's been passed. And he's recruited, if I'm not mistaken, three top 10, top 15 recruits.
Oh, look at that. Wow. Scotty D.
Coach.
Go ahead and turn the old headphone pot up on the board up. Nick Valvano.
There it is.
Is Nick Valvano. That's how I knew. Well, what an honor it is to get things going on this Wednesday. We'll get to everyone's sounder here in a second. What an honor to be on the air after the process.
Sitting
in mic one. You weren't listening on
I
the
wasn't,
way in.
But I know.
You just lied for no reason.
I didn't lie. I just said it was an honor.
Well,
that's all I said.
That
I
was didn't, a lie.
I didn't say I listened.
What did you listen on the way over to?
You'll like this. So I heard
the mics are screeching.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
something down. You want mic two?
Yeah. Yep.
So all right, there we go.
I heard
Issel and Pratt have big legs, but yeah,
they got to stretch out.
It's an honor to be right after the process and Nick Valvano.
What a duo!
Hit your sounder, Jack Grossman. Hit your sounder.
Hello, ladies.
Go ahead. What did you listen to on the way over?
Well, I heard there was a basketball update on the current team.
Okay.
On KSR Hour 2 yesterday.
But you don't care about the current team.
I do. So I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear an update.
KSR Hour number 2.
Because
you're unbelievable.
The first 15 minutes, they said there was a basketball update.
Just unbelievable.
So I was like, I wanted to hear about these guys.
Okay. And so you're going to bring that to our show today, more than 24 hours old and musty.
I didn't hear it yesterday.
What?
I didn't hear it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, yeah. But everyone else did.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I only have one takeaway from it. I don't need to go player by player.
Let's get to it right now.
Yeah.
What's the big update?
The big takeaway from it?
Yeah.
Louisville fans going to be pissed when Bryce Hopkins is good and balling out.
I already know. We talk to Mike Pratt every day.
We got Sidney Curry
Mike
over
Pratt
there.
Mike tells us that every day.
Bryce Hopkins is doing between the legs dunk.
That's what Kentucky's putting out there.
Oh, yeah. Between
Bryce
the legs dunk.
Going to do a between the legs.
He did. He did.
What is it with you guys?
He did it.
Jack, can you help me?
Effortless.
What is it with these area people acting like all these guys in the league can't do between the leg dunks? Like it was a big deal 15 years ago.
Now
I feel like Ryan McMahon could do it.
All I'm saying is Louisville fans going to wish they had that instead of Sidney Curry lumbering around up and down the court. Right, and they're going to be crying because
Bryce Hopkins
said, see you later.
Are you overcompensating
for
today's beatdown? Well, I mean, the beatdown is it's almost impossible for Kentucky to have the number one class.
No, it's not.
It's going to be Duke. Look at the smile on
his
face.
How is it
going to
be impossible?
Look at the smile on Jack's face.
What about when Cal gets his third top 10 guy?
Oh, yeah, but they got another one in the chamber.
And then they got a Jim Bona coming, too.
Well, maybe not.
Possibly. We'll see.
Yeah, they're a little nervous.
But they're going to have three as well.
I'm surprised in 2 days. Why are you such a Duke honk?
You're the biggest Duke honk I know now.
I love John Shire.
Why?
Because he's going to have the number one class.
No, he's not. Yeah, he's going to have the number two class. You got Chris Livingston. You got Shaedon Sharpe. You're going to get Kaysom Wallace. Boom, boom, boom. Three right there. All and you'll do the composite on that. It'll be higher than Duke.
Who's number one in the lock posit?
Lock today.
Oh, Lock's an embarrassment.
Yeah.
He's an absolute embarrassment. I'm so upset at him. Yeah. And he's a coward, too, because he won't respond to anything. He'll put something out there and he'll just be quiet after that. When you call him on his BS, he's just quiet.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering if you were done.
I finished. That was a lot.
Kentucky football, Kentucky, well, obviously we'll get into John Shire in the magic that he is pulling. The Magic Man, that's what we'll call
him. There's another
John
luminary that disagreed with you also.
That's fine. Yeah. They can all disagree with me. When I'm right, 3 years, we can replay everything.
You do care.
You will care who this person is.
No, that's fine. I'll care, but that's fine. When I'm right, everybody can bend the knee to me,
Jack.
And I can't wait for that day.
What time do we play the Dan Issel Lamar Jackson haymaker?
Oh,
I didn't even tell you this.
Oh no,
Jack is in love with this sound. Oh, no. To me,
Issel had some haymakers today.
Issel had a couple haymakers.
Must have been
today.
In a mood.
Well, I want to get to that. I want to play that every hour. I think we should play that at 3:30 and play it every single hour.
Wow.
It's that good. It's really that good.
I can't wait.
Texas says it's Tuesday, not Wednesday. Sorry, I apologize.
Did I
say Tuesday? I apologize. I'm sorry. I had the day wrong. I'm not going to read that one. I want to, though. A bunch of football stuff today. Have you seen? Now, this is, I never know with Strebel, and I don't think he's seen this. Have you seen the Jeff Goodman comments?
No, I have not. No, I haven't.
Well, you're going to love this.
I mean, we need to get to that at 3:25. We're going to get to that.
Yes. All right, Jeff Goodman comments. Okay.
You're going to love this as much as you hate all the Shire stuff.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, you're going to explode. Can we wait till 5 o'clock? Like, I don't.
Five
I don't,
o'clock.
I don't know no chance. I just know he's.
I want to play it now for him.
He's gonna hear. He's gonna see it at 3:25.
I won't look.
Explosive comments.
Okay.
Oh, you've
right.
seen it. It's all
no.
over BBN land.
I won't look either.
It's all over
okay,
BBN
good.
Land.
I won't search Twitter during the break.
Texas says Locke can't respond to you guys. He has a non-compete contract.
But he can tweet at us.
Yes.
Big difference, I guess. Yes. That non-compete, that's going to haunt him forever.
Texas says UK copies everything we do. Get off our jock, sniff, sniff. I don't know what that's in
who's
reference
that?
To.
I guess
know.
It's Louisville.
Maybe Duke.
We
Maybe
did,
it's
we
a
did
Duke
copy
fan.
Off of you guys that didn't win a tournament game last year, so we did copy off
you did.
Of that.
You
yes.
did.
If that's a Louisville fan, a Louisville comment.
It's going to be a long day. Streeble's ready to go today. I can tell.
I knew it was coming.
He's ready to go
I'm
today.
Ready to go. I knew it was coming.
You did. 437-9680. I have numbers.
Okay.
And so I want to get to this sound of Jeff Goodman, not Gordon, here at 3:25. And obviously we'll talk some basketball stuff. I mean, this one clip is going to knock you over. I want to get to that. Liam Cohen talk, free Chris Mack. I'm going to crush the SEC for something.
Oh, wow.
Was Noah Peterson fired? I think it's time for this show to dive into that, Jack.
Yes.
I want to dive into that, and today we're going to. Message boards like Mark Stoops to USC, which I can't think of anything less sexy than Mark Stoops in SoCal.
Nothing.
But so be it. For fat, bald, white guys all
right.
over, okay? God bless you, Stoops.
Living the dream.
Yeah, God bless you.
Newly single, too.
And so. Strebel has let BBN down yet again.
Oh, I did?
And an old friend of ours brought this to my attention.
Oh, no.
Back in the archives. An
so
old
Big
friend
Easy.
Of ours. Not Big Easy doesn't
Big
care.
Easy.
Big Easy doesn't care about any of us.
Was it Beisner?
It was not, but settle down. I'm not going to tell you who. Beisner doesn't give a damn about Strebel.
But Beisner has never met me.
No.
He has no idea
no,
who
no
I am.
Idea who, he has yeah. no idea.
I talked to him on the show like one time.
I do have.
Well, no. He knows who you are because he talked to
true.
Cal about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but he's never met me.
Here's the thing. I know what we're doing for Media Day.
Oh, you do? Oh, we have the whole plan? Okay.
I have the plan.
All right.
I have the plan.
Are we going to unveil it or wait?
It came to me as I was hitting the over in last night's Monday Night Football game.
Oh, yeah, congrats.
Your boy's on a roll right now.
The NFL.
Your boy's on a little bit of a roll in the NFL.
The NFL treating you right?
I need to just not bet college. College is impossible to me. And I know like the games are better in the NFL, but I always just feel like for some reason I know the NFL better.
Right.
In college, we don't know a damn
You're
thing
like,
what's
I'm
going on.
I feel like even though I didn't have a good weekend last weekend.
I was about
weekend.
To say, you liked Indiana.
Yeah. Well, no, I bet Cincinnati. I did bet Cincinnati.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, I have no idea when it comes to the NFL games.
Texas says USA Today projects UK and Wisconsin in the Outback Bowl. I'll take that. Well, sir, congratulations there. Have fun with that 13-7 game.
Yeah.
I would take Wisconsin. I would take Wisconsin there no. and not worry about that.
I would
punch that ticket.
Unathletic.
Take money from, the athleticism oozing all over
Kentucky. They're a little more athletic right. than Wisconsin.
Just oozing. Was it, what's his name, Riggs?
Justin Riggs.
Riggs on the outside, going to make a big play for 3.5 yards
big
out
Riggs
in the flat.
Big Riggs had some big catches this
yeah,
season.
Yeah,
he had a
catch.
Big one against Chattanooga.
He did.
They were like important, too.
Here is what I'm asking, okay? You ready for this? I have a UK, just a tidbit at the beginning, and a U of L tidbit here at the beginning.
All right.
As we set things up today. 437-9680. I'm asking, quickly with U of L, and then we'll pivot to Kentucky. We'll take a break, and we'll get to the sound that's going to put Strebel in a tizzy. 437-9680. I'm wondering if it was, and I can't remember, it seemingly was back in the basketball season, and that's terrible. I've been racking my brain all day that in the basketball season, it was either Kentucky or Louisville, okay, mm-hmm. that, and you know what? It was Kentucky fans and Dante Allen, where Kentucky fans were saying, put Dante Allen in the game.
Yeah.
And Cal does, and then he gets ejected at Mississippi State, and then Bruiser Flint rolls with Dante Allen, who won them the game.
And benched B.J. Boston.
Yeah. And so at that time, it has been rare that a fan base is screaming for a guy like Dante Allen, okay, and then get validated hours later. Like, literally, like, you never see that sort of thing. And so I just checked what Louisville did against Central Florida on Friday
mm-hmm.
when it came to second and long.
Oh.
Because I contend Scott Satterfield, okay, pulled a Bruiser Flint.
Oh, I okay? like that.
You
okay.
like that?
Yes.
He pulled a Bruiser Flint on Friday. I mean, if you go back to Eastern Kentucky and you go back to Ole Miss in second and long, second and six or more, okay, is how that is rated. It's something that Ennis asked Satterfield about.
Yeah.
It was going into Friday night's game. You guys know this. It was a big talking point.
Sure.
That got lumped in, if you will, with all of the play calling stuff. And Scott Satterfield went into his bag, okay?
He did go into his bag.
He didn't call the game like he normally does. And if you go back to EKU and Ole Miss, they ran 23 times. They passed 9 times on second and long.
Huge disparity.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's something that was talked about. Again, 23 times running, 9 times passing. It got so bad in EKU. It was 13 run and 3 pass for the game. And, I mean, some of those in the second, I mean, they had one in the second half, actually. I mean, that shows you. Against Central Florida, they had 19 opportunities. 7 run, 12 pass.
Oh, so he completely flipped the
and
script.
He did.
Yeah, he completely flipped the script.
So
yeah.
It is odd. It does not happen a lot that the fans are totally right.
It's particularly Ennis.
I mean, are just totally right.
He led the charge,
just leading the charge. That they're right.
Yeah.
And that Scott Satterfield did not call the game. And we know the trick plays and some of the gadgets and running Malik Moore. Like, we understand there were things. But the way the flow of the game was not what he did against Ole Miss. And it sure as hell was not what he did against Eastern Kentucky. Now, I tie it into UK with this. 437-9680 on the take on a Tuesday. And yes, it's not a Wednesday. I wish it were. It's not. We're one day further back. It's right. Tuesday. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, that's a nice burp.
I really apologize. Normally I'd turn away. It just popped up. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
I wish that picked up on the mic.
Okay, it didn't.
No,
all right,
I think
I didn't hear it at all.
I think it did. Oh, well, now man. We need Omni.
Yeah.
Now we need Omni. Now we need to know. Now we need to know. I heard the gurgle in your throat. I heard the gurgle in your throat.
Usually you can tell, like, if you're getting ready to burp, and then it was like a surprise. It just went like that.
You got surprised there.
I did.
Look at Jack, how sad he is cutting this right now.
Yeah,
he didn't hear it. I can't believe it.
Yeah, he looked up like, huh?
Am I the only
one? I'm sad because I'm disappointed that I didn't hear it.
Well, if you didn't hear it, nobody else did.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does it relate to Kentucky? I wonder, in the EKU game, if Louisville was trying to run to establish that, because that's what Satterfield wants to do, just the way that Liam Cohen tried to establish the pass against Chattanooga on Saturday, and they both almost got burned. And they got burned. Not in Louisville, won by 30, whatever it was.
Right.
But they got burned because they looked ridiculous. Because the fan base, where the fan base was, you outed yourself as not being able to run from the traditional Satterfield offense. Okay, that was now going to be a big problem, and it added to all the nonsense. Liam Cohen went out there and said, hey, we're not going to use our best player outside of Wandell Robinson. We're not going to use Chris Rodriguez because he understands, even though Mark Stoops doesn't, Jack's smiling. That's good. I like that. He's smiling.
No, it
he's
picked
smiling.
It up. Man.
He's smiling. I like that.
Alrighty, so I have to
boost. To boost. Boost. All right, well, here, turn your mic off. Let me. I'll finish this thought. That
I can't believe.
I mean, the mic had to pick it up.
It was
loud. You throw gurgled into the mic. The mic's going to pick it up.
Yeah.
It's a matter of how much, but the mic's going to pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, it just went. Yeah.
That's what kills me about, like, when non-radio people around the microphone, they're doing other things. Like, you know, all of that's being picked up.
Like, typing on their keyboards.
Like, all of this is being picked up.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Wait, let's hear it again. Hang on. Can I hear
the
some?
Whole thing.
Yeah, can I hear a little bit of context and then the after?
I'm sorry. Oh, that's
sorry.
A nice,
I'm sorry.
That's a nice burp.
I really apologize. Normally I'd turn away. It just popped up. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
I wish I'd put.
I'm sorry.
Oh, this goes.
Toad.
Yeah, sounds like a ribbit.
You and Vince
Tyrant. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
Gosh.
So that's what I wonder.
Yeah.
That's what I wonder, if both of them, it almost bit Kentucky to the point to where they nearly lost to Chattanooga.
They're behind, yeah.
And it raises all sorts of, questions about them and Liam Cohen. I mean, Liam Cohen fell on the sword, which is fine, but he still fell on the sword.
He had to do that, right.
Saturday evening, which is something we need to talk about. And Scott Satterfield, it got to the point to where it ruined what we thought of his running attack by how bad it was against Eastern Kentucky. So I want to also get into, does Kentucky know who they are? Some numbers as well. But Jack, could I hear the throat gurgle one more time, if you don't mind? Just one more time.
Ooh, where's it?
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
sorry.
A nice,
I'm sorry.
That's a nice burp.
I really apologize. Normally I'd turn away. It just popped up. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry.
This went roof.
Texas says, normally I turn away, but it just popped up. It sounds like Hightower Men's Clinic is working well for Strebel.
But I don't. It was a burp. It wasn't anything like that.
You're done.
I'm so embarrassed today. I mean,
Who cares?
The best radio people
burp into the guys like that stuff.
Okay.
That's what they do.
I know, but.
They sit around, they drink beer,
and they burp.
You go to an NFL game, you're probably going to fist fight somebody.
Right.
And maybe in front of your family and
or
friends.
Or do something really questionable. Yeah.
I mean, that's what men do.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
I know, but.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
If you burp, this is a great. Jack, I think I know the answer in Jack's family. If you burp at home, does your wife chastise you?
No, she burps too.
There you go. There you go.
No, the
Barons chastise us.
Yeah.
See, if it's just Ethan and I, then it's fun. But
if it's just Ethan, mom comes in, like, what are you boys doing? Hijinks.
And then dad's like, that's just gross.
Texas says, it doesn't sound like a gurgle. It sounds like something not safe for work. Texas says, how much is IU going to lose to the mighty Hilltoppers? Oh, I got it. Oh, give me Western Kentucky all
mighty
day.
WKU and that passing attack. That passing attack. Watch out. Woo, Helton's got that passing attack. And Penix
doesn't.
What's
his first name?
Todd.
It's Tyson, I think, right?
It is Tyson.
That's what
Tyson.
I thought.
Yeah, the mighty passing attack. You're the name of the head coach.
Todd Helton's the great Colorado Rocky.
Yes, first baseman.
I didn't know that
you
one either.
You didn't know Todd Helton, the baseball player?
No.
Oh, bleep off, Strebel. Really?
No,
come
I don't.
On. That's not like a new guy or a guy in the 60s. That guy's in your wheelhouse. He's in your mid-2000s.
Yeah, I know, but I wasn't like you don't know paying attention to Colorado Rockies baseball.
Were you paying attention to any baseball?
Everyone knew Todd Helton was.
I didn't.
You know who Todd Helton was?
He's a star.
Now, he wasn't.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Okay, I was going to say, he's going to have to wait. Quite a while.
Yeah, he's not like a first bout Hall of Famer, but he's like a sixth, seventh year on the bout Hall of Famer.
Good for him. Good for Todd Helton. And Tyson Helton, too.
Texas says, Strebel was talking about Cal yesterday like he was still going to be at UK in a few years. Well, yeah, a few years is what? 2 years?
Three.
Yeah 3 years? Yeah, he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Texas says, get quarterback General Booty to the Ville. Did you see this guy? There's a guy out there named General Booty.
General Booty. A great name, yes. I don't know where he's from or anything, but people talk about his name, General Booty.
Is he a three-star? Preferably from North Carolina. If he is, then there you go.
That's speaking of wheelhouses, here he is. General Booty Allen. He's a three-star. Oh, he looks great. General Booty. He's a three-star.
He's a good-looking kid.
What a great name.
He's got offers from Liberty, Louisiana Monroe, McNeese State, Nicholls State,
Yale. Yeah, but that's a guy you just take for the name.
Yeah.
No, that's... I mean, you're not going to do the joke. I thought you were.
That's what I'm saying. It's center field's wheelhouse.
Okay, there we go.
Yes,
thank you.
Because three stars. You were getting
ready to do the predictable thing.
And then
you stopped yourself.
Well, Jack.
Don't blame Jack.
But yes, I mean, this is a list that Louisville usually is on, so I expect them to reach out. Yeah, class of 2021. There he goes. He looks like General Booty. Look at him. Looks like a General Booty.
Is that
Booty.
What they called you at Campbell's Dump for that 1 year?
No.
General Booty?
It wasn't General Booty. It was, I don't know what they called me, but there was no booty involved.
Yes, Strebel will do a Hightower men's and sweatpants campaign for UK to get Bona.
Sure.
They're not going to get him. Kentucky ruined their chances.
I don't think they did.
They ruined their chances.
Well, there's a bit of a misnarrative out there.
The misnarrative is that he's going to Kentucky. Yeah,
no,
you're right.
The misnarrative is that Cal like flew out there he knew.
No,
he already had the visit already planned. He wasn't begging.
He's sucking up.
You know who is begging?
Who's begging?
Shire was begging because Cal was getting news. Oh, please, Coach K, reach out to Derek Lively. tell him to commit. Cal's getting everybody. Please beg him. Please.
There goes the mic. Screeching.
That was the begging. But no, he went out. That visit was already scheduled. That it's not true that he was like, oh, I gotta go out there and see a Dembona right now. Not true. Already scheduled.
Texas says, y'all are making fun of a 17-year-old's name. Well, number one,
his name's awesome.
Well, you do, yeah.
That we love his name.
We're praising the name.
Name, not only are we praising the name, it's going to take that kid wherever he wants to go in life.
I mean, imagine what NIL he could have with that
exactly.
name.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought.
Kid's a god. We want Satterfield to get this guy, even though he's got no offer close to anywhere
We want him to be the diamond in the rough.
Yes. Texter,
well, Strebel doesn't, but Andy and I do.
Five people of Texas, and yeah, Todd Helton played football at Tennessee. Well, Strebel wasn't paying attention to the SEC then. That was 90s. It was the 90s. What was he doing when he was 14?
I'm not watching Tennessee football when I was 14 years old.
Why not? You're
old.
A Kentucky fan.
No, I watch Kentucky football.
Kentucky basketball, Tennessee football.
No, Alabama football.
And there you go.
It's not Tennessee football.
The one Alabama football in the 90s.
Texas says Calipari playing third fiddle now to Shire and Penny.
No, he's not. He's getting more dues than Penny is now. I like these little things. Who's Penny got in 2022?
Okay, you just conveniently skip over the current class.
No, I get the current class. That's fine. We're talking Shire versus Cal right now. Penny's taking a backseat.
Penny got anyone in 2022? I'm asking.
I don't know.
You asked like you knew the answer.
Yeah.
I don't think he has. Texter says, Texter says, if Satterfield has a bag, he needs to start using it in recruiting. Texter says, what a lively show today.
Yeah. We have them bouncing all over the place.
Well, that's the
We've
name.
We've covered like...
The name.
Eight...
the name, again.
Oh,
the,
oh Lively. Yeah, oh, I got you. Okay, yeah, there
he is. He's got three stars.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Yeah. Good way to go, Penny.
Hey, it's early in the cycle.
Hey, Jackie, you put those in your pocket, buddy. Yeah. Say, yeah. Hey, he's got three stars, a local kid. Yeah. And then you put the other two in your pocket.
Right.
What are you doing there? You got to help us. You can't hurt us. You can't hurt us like that.
3 stars
Texas
for Penny.
Texas says, Strebel said the booty looked good.
He did. He's a good-looking kid. It's an awesome name.
I can see him. Can you see him being at the Rustic Frog when he was 22, Jack, just blasted out of his mind, whispering, the booty's good.
No.
And now he's doing that years later, over a decade and a half later,
on
Louisville AM radio at 326.
No, it never happened.
That was a lie.
It's not a lie.
Texas says, General Booty is Josh Booty's nephew. Is that true? Because that's what I thought of. Josh Booty USC, right? It was USC.
Was it USC or was it LSU?
He started.
I remember
USC.
John David Booty.
Okay, yeah,
that's who I'm thinking of.
There was two Booty
at USC.
Yes,
but was it there Josh? Was a USC Booty.
I thought
for
there
sure.
was an LSU Booty. Josh Booty. Here we go. Josh Booty, former. Oh, there's his picture's a mugshot. Apparently he got in some trouble. Yeah, he went to LSU. That's what I thought.
There
he's a quarterback at LSU.
Texas says, can someone explain to me how Lively chose Duke over UK?
I don't know. He did.
John Shire.
Texas says, Strebel's favorite bar must be the Troll Pub. It's a great.
It's a good one. I've been there a few times. I enjoyed it the few times I went. Yeah, I liked it.
I bought your boy Detox a craft beer there one time.
Did you really? Did you like it?
He did the thing where you can do this, and Jack, you'll love this. You can get a bunch of buddies, like for like games at like Louisville basketball, you know, they don't have like the suite sold out.
Right.
You can be like, I'm looking at a suite, and people are.
Yeah.
And they'll give you like one of the whatever games.
Oh, wow. To like try it out?
Suite acts. You can try out the suite.
Oh, there you go.
Take your IG photos.
Yeah, like I'm in the suite doing the deal. Yeah, absolutely.
Texas says, I saw Strebel at the Tilted Kilt this weekend. What
Man.
A Jack, put that on a shirt. That right there.
I haven't been there in 20 years.
I knew a girl that worked there.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah. Hardworking ladies at the Tilted Kilt. But no, I haven't been there in 20 years. 15
there's
years, something
the,
like that.
God, that feet. I don't know what it is. I'm sorry.
No, it's I'm with you. It's confusing because it was fine Saturday
there's
when we did the post game.
So
there's not. It just, I don't know.
It's, you're flustered
it's
today.
The two of us, I guess, that are making that static.
I'm looking at this.
Oh, what is it? What?
Just the people that think they got blocked by Diener.
Oh.
Because, yeah, I mean, because from 10 to us, their text probably didn't get read.
Right.
Like, Issel's not reading someone's text.
No, although, Dan Issel doesn't
bother
with that.
It would be funny, Jack, if we could ever get a bunch of the people to heckle Pratt and Issel on the text line. What they did with it would be great.
They would get mad. They would get so mad. Issel would just start flaming
it'd be
people.
Great. No,
it would be great.
He would be great.
He would.
Jeff Goodman, that's the sound we're going to next, right?
All right?
Said something unbelievable about BBN. I have not heard it. Jack has. You have not. You don't even know the story.
I don't even know what's going on here.
I know the
you
subject.
You know the context
yes,
of everything. Okay.
But I have not heard
You're
it.
You're going to love this.
You are going to love
oh,
this.
Wow.
Okay?
Ooh.
We'll play that next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The way it did last week with Missouri.
I said last week that we wouldn't learn anything.
Okay, I can't hear Jason Nitz at all. Oh, I can't hear Jason.
And James Strebel.
I don't know if the mic's bad. I can't hear Jason. Let's try this again. All right, now talk. Okay. Now try.
I said last week that...
I still can't hear you. I still can't hear you. All right, while we get that
Sweeney,
figured...
Sweeney, come get under the table.
Yeah, while we get that figured out, let's go ahead and take our first call. Who do we have on the line?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, several things I need to tell you about. Louisville football coming up on Saturday at 3:30. Catch Patty Ice. Yeah, that Patty Ice. And Taylor Lentz for the Miller Lite pregame show. They're going to be live at 1:30 at Khalil's. How about that? Right there.
Little Khalil's,
on Dixie
Highway.
Little Khalil's action. I told him, I'm like, they'll take care of you. Stay there for the game. Do the postgame show there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said.
I got a Patty Ice tidbit from today.
Okay. We can get to that. Well, what do we also do with Patty Ice breaking news, Jack?
That's what it's about.
Okay. Well, you have no idea?
Yeah, I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah, I saw
okay,
it.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Jack, explain the story.
Alrighty. So Pat comes in. He's all stressed out this morning, as you know, happens with Pat.
Yeah.
Pat, and he's like, I'm about to tweet something big. I'm like, and I thought it was like, you know, a job or like something like on that. So I was like, what is it? And he looks around and he's about to tell me, and he goes, I can't say anything. I was like,
this is at what, like 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like 10:15 in the morning. And I'm like, okay. So then literally 30 seconds later, he goes, check to see what I just tweeted, brother.
Brother?
Yeah. So I go, and I see the tweet, I retweeted, and I'm sitting there thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, was he scared that I was going to tweet it first?
You're going to scoop him.
No, that he thought you were going to try to scoop him.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
I wasn't going to scoop him.
That's what Jack does. He do anything to promote Jack.
Well, do we need to tell people what it is? 4 hours ago, Patty Ice tweeted the following. Sources tell me Louisville basketball is hiring Reese Gaines in an off-court capacity.
Which was, you know, it's news.
It's a story.
It's a story. Yeah. It's news. It's a, I mean, you know, a Louisville great.
I find it interesting because I loved Reese Gaines as a kid.
What do you like, your favorite player? I thought so.
He was absolutely my favorite player.
Yeah,
my dude.
There you go.
Yeah.
They're bringing in more luminaries, Louisville luminaries into the fold.
Well, I don't care about that. I'm more focused in Pat doing this.
Who gave him the scoop? That's what we need to know.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
A source.
Well, do we want it to be not true?
Yes.
See, Jack. I'm asking.
I say yes, but they would make it. Then,
no, you would feel bad.
I would feel so bad.
Yeah, I know.
He'd be mad. He'd be frustrated. I would feel bad for him.
Oh, people would take runs at him.
He would
not take it well. No. I'm saying that's. Or he gets the stories, right? He gets his retweets.
Right.
He gets his day in the sun. And we're all happy for Patty Ice.
Yes. Way to go. Breaking big news.
The other side, though,
he's wrong.
There's the other side.
And he gets crushed by everybody.
There's the other side.
And maybe Louisville has to release an official statement that Reese Gaines has not been hired by the University of Louisville.
And he's going to deal with that. And then all the crumb people get mad again.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Really, Beard calls the show again.
Jerry Eves does an entire hour on Reese Gaines not being hired. You know?
Texas says Pat's breaking news was on Cardinal Authority 2 days ago.
We don't know if that's true. Maybe it
Texas
is.
Says Jody broke the news 4 days ago. Oh, LMAO.
Oh no.
Here it goes.
What do we do?
Jack, what do we do? See, I swear I was going to bring this up.
Yeah.
But I didn't know any of this. I didn't know Jody. Shockingly enough, I don't go to Cardinal Authority.
You don't?
No.
I thought you were Sweeney Man 2000.
Sweeney Man 69.
Yeah, Sweeney Man 69.
But you understand what I'm saying? That I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that's kind of been out there for many months, but it's not something that's been on my radar at all. Texas says Jody put it out 2 days ago.
Oh, Pat.
Someone just sent it. September 19th at 10 o'clock, 10:44. Oh, no.
Pat was like, I'm sitting on news.
Oh, no.
I can't tell.
Well, see,
all
I didn't
Jack
know this.
Had to do was log on.
I didn't know any of this. I didn't know any of this.
No, are you on Cardinal Authority?
I have a buddy's account that I will check. That I've checked maybe 5 times.
So
ever.
You literally could have just logged on and found that out.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Texas says John Clay is scared that Mark Stoops is going to USC.
He's scared. John Clay's frightened. I wonder what frightened John Clay looks like.
We got to get to this sound now.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for
this? I'm ready. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeff Goodman normally doesn't make BB and happy.
Texas
so this
says
is
Jody
reverse.
Tweeted it. It was his first tweet since the Ole Miss game.
He's still hitting tweets.
All right, so set up. This was on set up.
This was
the
on Field of 68. So okay. It's Goodman and Doster, and Doster asked Goodman basically about the upcoming class and if there's one player in this class. That he would take over a certain player. That was a stud.
There you go. Let's roll tape.
Is there anybody in this class that you would take over a Zion Williamson? Is there any group of three players?
Shaden Sharpe in college, I might. I mean, again, the whole thing with Zion, maybe not. Right? The whole thing.
Wait. You would take Shaden Sharpe in college over Zion Williamson. I want you on the record on this. We have 500 people live watching this right now.
Wow.
And I want you on the record to say that you will take Shaden Sharpe in college over Zion Williamson.
I love him. And you know what he is? Here's what he is that Zion wasn't. Like, he can score at all three levels. He can shoot it from deep. He can get to the basket. He can dunk over you. Like, Zion could dunk over you, but he couldn't shoot the ball, and he was hurt. Now, he was a marketing superstar, so and a highlight a freak, all that. But, like, Shaden Sharpe, I friggin' love this kid. I love him. I do.
That is officially the most unbelievable thing that I've ever heard you say.
Okay.
At least we got you on the record. There's your hot take.
You got me on the record, and I ain't going to back down from it. I friggin' love Shaden Sharpe.
Where you at, Shire? Where you at? Where you at? Why didn't you get him? Why didn't the god of recruiting basketball get the next Zion Williamson? Why didn't Shire get him? Where you, Derek Lively? You can have him. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Take him. He'll dunk on him.
Thank you, Jeff Goodman. Oh,
thank you
Lord.
Very much. Yes. The new Zion Williamson didn't go to Duke and yeah, boy, Shire, please. Either they got Shaden Sharpe, Derek Lively. Help. Can you please recruit? Commit to me, please, K. Write him a love letter, K. Write him a love letter. They got Shaden Sharpe. We gotta stop the momentum. Derek Lively, here's a bag. Here's another bag, and another bag, and another bag. Thank you, Jeff Goodman.
You don't even like BBN. Doesn't like Jeff Goodman.
I did.
Don't thank you, Jeff Goodman.
I like
him
now.
You're part of BBN that bothers him.
Okay? I don't bother him.
Yeah,
I never tweeted Jeff Goodman.
You know what? There's no way, Jeff. There's no way for me to call him on that. But I know it's
not
true. I
probably have at some point. Yeah,
Strebel, you're a BBN terrorist. You're telling me a time in the last decade, I mean, Calipari era, you haven't went at Jeff Goodman.
Probably.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
I did. Actually, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I did.
What do you know, Noah Peterson? What's going on here?
No, but that makes me happy. That's great. All three levels, shoot the lights out,
you know what
drive,
you know what he's
dunk,
doing. You know
everything.
What he's setting you up.
He's not setting us up. No, he didn't. He was like,
Goodman,
he said he's not backing down either.
Goodman's setting you up that if he goes to, you know, Sharp's going to Kentucky,
yeah.
If he's not great, Goodman can go, Cal did it to him. He'll be better in the NBA. He's setting you up.
No, he's not.
He's setting you up by
in mid to late September.
Cal got him. I know he did.
Cal got him.
Zion was great, even though he was injured.
Yeah,
he was great.
No, he was.
And if Sharp's not great immediately, Goodman can pivot back to he's great. Maybe he didn't go to Kentucky. Maybe he should have went somewhere else. I'm just saying that's the pivot.
That could be a pivot.
I worked with Lockfright for a year.
This is true.
You understand? I'm a human lie detector. Give me Vito Tisdale on the line. I will administer a test to him and any of the other 8-9
Let's
players.
See if your lie detector is better than the FBI.
Texas says Goodman took Sharpe out at the knees. Kid's 100% going to be a bust now.
Okay, that's a Louisville fan. This isn't about you. Go away. This is your conversation.
I love how you went straight to Shire.
You're obsessed with Shire.
I'm tired of you know what I did today?
What did you do today?
I was thinking to myself, I was like, well, like everyone's just kissing his bleep now. What did everybody think about the hire when it happened?
All these think pieces. Did Coach K misfire with the John Shire hire? Really? I mean, article after article after article. Did Coach K flub this?
I don't think
John Shire,
does
John Shire deserve the job? Oh, now all of a sudden, oh, he's great. He's just fantastic. All the backpedaling now, all the backpedaling done on John Shire. I can't wait until he flubs at Duke and he's a bum and he gets booed. And everyone, I knew it. I knew back when he was hired that it wasn't the right fit. You don't give the Duke job to a first year head coach. You don't do that. So I cannot wait for that to happen.
And conversely, I wonder how Coach K is going to handle this.
Oh, boy.
Is he going to be around the program? Is he going to be around the university?
It's
Didn't I read where he got $1 million contract to be something at the university?
Like an advisor, yeah.
But I wonder if he'll be around the basketball program.
Yeah, Issel knows he's a bum. Issel knows.
But I think it's interesting that Shire's been able to go out and recruit these guys, these top guys, with the idea that Coach K won't be there any longer.
Oh, yeah. How'd that happen?
He did.
Dan.
He did. That's what he's saying.
He's saying, no, he's asking a question. How's Shire able to do this? It's because he's getting a Coach K bump.
No,
is what's happening.
Dribble. He's saying he's doing
it. I want Issel in here, and Issel and I are going to have this conversation. He will agree with me. Dan Issel will agree with me.
I think Issel would be scared to death of you.
Oh, he wouldn't.
Oh, these damn mics. I'm sorry.
They are so hot.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hot.
I actually thought that was me.
That could be the case as well. Yep.
Zach screeching.
Yep.
Let's see here. 437-9680. Sharp has a high bar to pass, or he's a bust now. Texas says Sharp must be good if Goodman takes selfs.
I can imagine there's
a junk and there's a jaws.
Oh.
Okay, you like that? Texas says Strebel's side of the studio table just lifted up 2 feet.
Yeah.
Texas says just like Zion, Sharp's going to come up short. Texas says so Sharp is Zion noted. Texas says is Shire a better recruiter than Cal? I hope that guy's not even listening.
Right, just out of nowhere.
Just out of nowhere. Boy, I don't know if I should read that one. It's a Patty Ice one.
Oh, no.
So a guy says, I didn't see the Jody report, brother, Patty Ice.
That one's fine.
Here, now this one.
Oh, no. Yeah, you did a good job of not reading that one. But it's funny.
What if he tweeted that?
Oh, goodness. Oh, there it is.
I mean...
There it is. I love how someone immediately this. You know what I love about this? Different. I won't say their names, but two different people.
Yeah.
Sent me one. Jack, you're gonna love this. Jack, one, two, three. Four different tweets of Strebel battling Jeff Goodman.
They're probably old.
Yes!
They're old.
I mean, you're just unbelievable.
How old are they?
I mean, I'm looking back. I mean, May 2020. This is how long
was
ago.
It May?
Yes!
Oh, I like him now.
Oh, my goodness.
Tweets.
This one's June of 18. You're saying, take the L, Jeff. Goodman tweeted out, and how many of these guys did Calipari beat K for head-to-head? Man, you need to try actually reading. Battling about recruiting, you say, take the L, Jeff. These are just ones that were a simple search. You understand that? Just a simple, like, if you go deeper, what would you might find? Goodman retweets a Seth Davis article about companies, sneaker companies being boosters and all of that.
Yeah.
Goodman says then World Wide West is in trouble. And you say your guy Bill Self is in more trouble, Goodman.
It's true. He is in more trouble than World Wide West. World Wide West is doing fine. He's in New York.
Goodman tweeted out, listen, this is going to kill you. Jack, it's going to kill you.
Oh,
Jack, it's going to kill you. This one was from February 27th of this year. Goodman says there's a heck, that's a heck of a win for Kansas, even though Baylor was less than a week removed from a three-week pause. The Jayhawks have now won six of their last seven and remain Final Four contenders as long as Bill Self is the coach. Strebel answers, answered, next pitcher at Hooters on Bill. I mean, you're so exposed there. You killed Jack. You killed poor Jack.
I've never seen him like that.
Oh, goodness. Oh, man. I just love it.
I knew I had that text. Tweeted Jeff, but it,
no, you didn't.
I forgot lying. About that. A lot happened between February 27th and today.
Jeff Goodman, not even about a year ago, went on with Nick Coffey, and Round Daddy tweeted at Nick Coffey and Jeff Goodman.
Of course,
asked Jeff if he recorded a video for Kansas like he did when U of L received their NOA.
Just, he did. I took up for Louisville instance.
And that wasn't, you know the beauty of that one? You weren't drunk. You sent that at 9:32.
A.M. or P.M.?
No, A.M. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. People can't even blame the booze on
no,
this.
Not on that one. I'll take ownership of it all. That's fine.
Texas says, Goodman hates Cal. I mean, this is what we're doing here. Yeah, this is.
This is the joke.
Oh, Texas says, he literally battled him about car leak.
Goodman? I might have. I don't know. I probably did. I don't remember.
Oh, goodness. A guy sends me dog anatomy every day on the text line.
Dog anatomy?
And I always click on it because it says Cal's new 5-star, and then it's that. On Friday, it was one that said sensible salad, and I clicked on it, and it was.
Good job on that texture.
Oh, man.
It's like that South Park episode. Oh, Jack knows what I'm talking about.
Texas says, LMAO, Strebel was exposed.
I was.
Texter Big Rig's going to die a horrible death on this anti-Shire Hill.
I don't think I am.
Texter Sharp's going to be BJ Boston 2.0.
I don't think Jeff Goodman went on the record and said that BJ Boston was going to be better than Zion Williams.
Texter says, my business administer the polygraph. Sit down with the U of L fan talk big boy.
Vito Tisdale.
Yeah, that I could be a lie detector.
Yeah, because
I
lie worked detector. With Locke. And you honed your skills while working with Lachlan McClain.
Texas
yeah.
says, Strebel doesn't like Shire because he's a good-looking dude. Is Shire a good-looking dude?
There's nothing to do with it. All the love that Shire's getting.
But is he a good-looking dude?
I don't know. I mean, he looks like your average, like, white guy. I don't know if he's a good-looking guy or not.
Well, I mean, if that's your type, then that's your type.
No, I'm just saying he looks normal. Like I said, if he's walking down the street right now, I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, that guy's great looking. It's you know, difference between him and, like, Matt LaFleur or, I mean, I don't know, Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, I don't those guys.
He's not
guys,
that good-looking. No, let's settle down
But they're
on
saying
that.
They don't like him because he's good-looking. It's nothing to do with his looks.
Well, I mean, you do hate some people because of their looks. I mean, everybody does. Yeah.
I don't know.
Everybody.
I don't know if there's anyone that dislikes because of their looks.
I know you do. I do. Everyone does. It's okay.
I like Cliff Kingsbury because he's a good-looking dude.
No, but I'm saying you don't. I'm saying you don't. Like, there's people that you don't like because they're good-looking guys. Like, whether it was, you know, when you and your wife were together, there were, you know, the guy Ben or something that's hanging around or with Jeff or whatever it may be. And now there's people that you don't like the look of them. And I know you don't. It's okay.
It might be.
It's
yeah.
fine to say that.
But
everyone's
usually,
superficial
I
like that.
Mine is more on, like,
the personality.
Like arrogant attitudes.
Okay.
Looks are fine.
You're BBN.
But, like, that arrogant,
right. The arrogance,
you know.
Right. Yeah.
No, not just like sports arrogance, like just arrogance in general. Just like, you know, I just don't like that.
Do you think Shire's arrogant?
Wait.
I don't know. You say you don't like arrogance in your said, BBN?
Wait.
No, he's not that kind of sport arrogance.
You said if you were to tell one coach that you love them, it would be John Calipari.
Yeah.
The most arrogant that there possibly could be.
He's a homebody. He's not arrogant. He just sits in his home.
He's incredibly arrogant.
I don't know. He's down to earth, John.
What is him being a homebody half
John.
Down to earth? What?
He takes out the trash and walks the dog.
Nope.
Wait, I think we just lost his mic.
No, I cut it.
Oh, okay. There you go. I was about to. Well, no, in the studio, I mean, hey, anything could happen. Texas says this just proves Strebel is still a social media BBN terrorist. Yeah.
Not as much as I used to be.
But you still.
Hey, every once in a while, I'll put some shots out there, sure.
Texas says Strebel doesn't like Drew Franklin because he's better looking than Jamie is. Same thing with Shire. He's stumbling bad.
I have no problem with Drew Franklin. I've never met him, so I don't have an opinion on if I like him or not. But I mean, I don't care. It's not because of John Shire's looks. There's nothing to do with his looks. Not one thing. He's the Duke coach. I'm not going to like the Duke coach.
Texas says Haley Van Lith is still going to be more valuable than Shaedon Sharpe. That's a great
there
place
we go.
For us
yes.
to take a break. 437-9680, 4 o'clock hour. It's coming up next. It's a Tuesday. Hanging out with you on The Take on ESPN Louisville.